Okay, I have an assignment for you. I want your kids to tell us how to cook a turkey. Okay? Ask them about Thanksgiving. Now, here are the questions. How do you cook a turkey? What do you stuff it with? And how do you make the sides? Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, this time tomorrow morning, you can either send it to us or record it on your phone and email it or post it on our Facebook page or something. Or you can have them call. Thank you. Or you can have them call. Okay?
Okay.
This time tomorrow morning. Now, we have one example of a kid, 10-year-old, who's here. Now, let's see how much you know about Thanksgiving. This is what we're supposed to do on Thursday, right? So Maddie's 10 years old. She's hanging around today. Bring the kid to work day. What do you cover the turkey in?
Oil.
Oil. Very good.
Actually?
And what do you stuff it with?
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Well, what's in stuffing?
What's in the stuffing?
Bread.
Bread.
Gravy. Yeah.
It could be.
Could be, yeah.
Okay. What else do you think is in stuffing?
Veggies.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Celery and carrots.
See,
yeah,
this is not as fun
celery
with
and onion. Yeah.
It would be more fun if the 10-year-old didn't know the right answers.
Right.
You're too smart.
Okay, what do you want me to say? There's fish in it?
Well, that would be funny. So, there was Tim's mom teaches like preschool.
Oh.
And they do this every year. They say, "What do you stuff the turkey with?" And she's got a whole questionnaire. And there's a famous answer in the family that one of the kids wrote, "What do you stuff the turkey with?" And the kid wrote, "Fluff."
That would be delicious.
That would be delicious.
We had that salty and sweet situation going on.
Sure, yeah.
Oh. Like, your face like, no.
I'm really trying to figure out how that would work, but no. Now, here's a question. Now, so tomorrow, that's tomorrow, okay? So I want, if you're a parent and you got little kids, okay, younger than Maddie, who don't really know quite how cooking works, because she's pretty, she makes like ramen for herself and stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so someone who, like an age who doesn't really know quite how cooking works. And that's who we want to explain the Thanksgiving feast preparation steps from, okay? So that's tomorrow morning. And make sure you're listening because that should be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow morning on The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1. Question. Sweet potatoes.
Yeah. And you have to say them as potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Marshmallows on top or no?
I don't cook them.
Nope.
What? The 10-year-old?
Marshmallows.
On the sweet potatoes.
Disgusting.
Like sweet potato pie?
Disgusting.
Or sweet potato casserole, whatever it is?
Yeah, I don't like marshmallows.
All right.
She asked for snow peas for dinner last night, and she doesn't like marshmallows. Okay.
I've never had a sweet potato situation. I've had a sweet potato.
But wait a minute. Don't you?
Never a thing. We had butternut. My mom would make like squash.
Okay. Yeah.
I think so. That was our sweet. But she never made. We never did like the sweet potato with marshmallows on top.
Oh.
I'm not against it, though. I would try it. So, yes, you can make it for me, and I'll try it.
I had a traumatic experience as a child where I was once blamed for eating all the marshmallows. So this is kind of a sensitive topic.
Did you eat them all?
And I when I grew up, I went home, and all of my siblings are grown now, and we were going to do Thanksgiving, and now all as adults. And for some reason, at this point, my mom was like, "Well, you know, we don't need to do the marshmallows on the sweet potatoes." And I was like, "Hold on a minute. Traditions need to survive."
Oh, agree.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what they would do is they would put some cinnamon and stuff in the sweet potatoes.
Okay.
And then sometimes some raisins.
Okay.
And then some marshmallows on top, and then broil the marshmallows on top so they get just a little browned on top. And that so it was kind of sweet. What do you mean, ew? What kind of a grown-up child are you?
Raisins look like cockroaches and ants.
Okay, so we won't do it with raisins, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to get her to try the marshmallows this year.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, but so there was one year when they put the pan in, you know, in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
I'd put the marshmallows on top. You know, sweet potatoes, you know, you boil them and then you mash them up and all that. And put the seasoning in and everything. And then they put the pan in with the marshmallows on top. And then all of a sudden they were gone. And I got in trouble because I was the sweet tooth, still am. And Blake ate all the marshmallows off the sweet potatoes. And then they realized when they investigated farther that I was not only innocent.
Yeah.
But it was because they had put it in instead of putting it on broil. It was on a lower temp, and they just melted into the sweet potatoes. See? And I got blamed. Right. Poor little innocent Blake. Right. Going, I didn't get one marshmallow. And then beyond the false accusations.
Right, being falsely accused.
Falsely accused.
On a holiday.
Beyond that, I didn't get any marshmallows on my sweet potatoes.
Right.
Because they had all melted in.
I just love that you call it a sweet potato.
Sweet potato. Yeah, I don't know why I say that.
Sweet potato is my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Well, delicious.
Pressure's on now. Better not mess it up.
Yeah, extra marshmallows.
Yeah. Ew. You're a 40-year-old child. No, try a marshmallow.